Eden Park is reportedly about to win the Battle of the Auckland Stadiums. On Monday, a working committee will make a recommendation to Auckland Council on whether to invest in Eden Park or one of the rival waterfront stadium bids. New Zealand Herald sports columnist, the sports insider, Trevor McEwen, has the good oil that the committee is keen on Eden Park, and he's with us now. Hi, Trevor.
Yeah, hi, Jack. How are you?
Yeah, very well, thanks. Just to turn things back a little bit for context's sake, can you just explain to us how this process has worked?
Well, look, we know that for what, some almost quarter of a century now, there's been this almost interminable debate over whether we should stick with Eden Park as our major stadium in our major city, or whether we should look at doing something down the waterfront. And obviously back pre-2011, we had the offer from the Labor-led government, then Helen Clark, Trevor Mallard, to basically fund a new stadium down at the waterfront. Having looked at the situation and the numbers, that was, you know, that wasn't an ad hoc decision. It was an informed decision. We turned that down. I still don't know why to this day, but and therefore we find ourselves locked in this time warp almost, Jack, of this great debate. The current mayor, to his credit, is bringing it to a head. And this really does end it, because whatever decision this panel comes up with on or recommends on Monday to then be put to the councillors next month to vote on, yeah, it will end it. My sort of moles or ears to the ground are suggesting that the Conservative side of council will win the day, the visionaries won't win the day, and that the recommendation will be Eden Park. And, you know, that's quite concerning, I think, on a number of fronts, you know, to Auckland ratepayers, to people who want to have major events in the city, to people who want to see us use our waterfront, people who have gone to Melbourne, people who have gone to Sydney, gone to Paris, gone to even Cardiff and those places and seen what something in the CBD, let alone on the, you know, on the fringes of a great waterfront, can actually achieve.
But what about cost? Would Eden Park be cheaper than those other options, starting from scratch?
Well, that's the rhetoric, and that's where Eden Park are very good at obscuring some of the issues. But the reality is that I think it was back in 2020, and it's a public record, that the Eden Park Trust told the council that to build to basically turn Eden Park into a 60,000-seater, fully covered roofed stadium would cost between 600 and 800 million. Now, Jack, that was pre-COVID. That was pre-construction prices going through the roof, pre-Suez Canal hijacks and all that type of thing. This thing is a $1 billion project. So, you know, if we're going to spend $1 billion on Eden Park, we should be looking at what $1 billion could also buy us elsewhere. And I guess that was the point I was trying to make this morning, was two things. One, we've been told about this for 4 or 5 years and beyond that you know, on a wider spectrum, we can't afford four big stadiums. Yeah. But Eden Park is the real drain, because commercially, these new stadiums overseas that are working, and what we're seeing in Melbourne and Sydney is that when they're aligned with a roof stadium, so you're guaranteed covered, and when they're aligned with almost a precinct that has accommodation, has fan experiences, has retail, has F&B, there's enough there to attract private enterprise and private capital to a project, and therefore lessen the burden on the ratepayer and the taxpayer. There will still have to be a contribution. At the end of the day, no matter what they go with, Jack, there will need to be a contribution from council and central government. But to me, it's about minimising that. I just, you know, as somebody who's had the privilege of going to some of these other stadiums, and I know you have as well, when they're in the middle of the city, it's just a different ball game. And, you know, Eden Park almost feels prehistoric.
All right. Yeah, well, it's going to be very interesting indeed watching things unfold on Monday. So thanks for giving us the good oil, Trevor. We really appreciate it. That is the sports insider for the New Zealand Herald, columnist Trevor McEwen.
For more from Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays, or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.